96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, September. Today's Thursday, Aaron?
Thursday, September the 12th.
Do you know I'm on Thursday, September the 5th page? And I'm wondering, I remember the 5th gone by already.
I had a feeling you were going to try and forget that this particular week, in because it, you know, tomorrow is
Friday?
The
13th?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. Tomorrow is Friday the 13th, but today is the 12th.
Yeah.
Today is still the 12th.
Yeah.
And today is still Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm good. That means I know who my guest is. My guest is Randy Grebe from Adventure Learning Center. Am I correct with that?
Yes, you are, although I'm often known as Uncle Randy. Most don't know my last name, but I'm still everyone's uncle.
And, you know, and I'm familiar with the name Uncle Randy, you know, especially yesterday. You know when I say yesterday? Yeah. Adventure Learning Center is something that my wife participate in every year. It's a yearly trek. It's a yearly adventure.
Yeah.
And then we noticed that it was closed.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what was happening. And I said, maybe this is Sabbath and that they're doing renovations or some sort like that. But now I'm hearing big things is happening.
Yes.
Big things are happening, and you are here to tell us exactly what is happening, what did happen to Adventure Learning Center. But we need to start off with you.
Yes.
Who is Uncle Randy?
Oh, my. How many hours do we have?
I have a whole full hour with you. Go ahead.
Oh, well, we'll keep it really short. I'm married to Kim. We have three daughters, and I have five grandchildren, a sixth on the way. Kim and I started coming to the Bahamas some 40 years ago. We come and I take my time off from where I worked. And we did short-term trips. We would do classes in the summer youth program. We worked with the Ministry of Education. And not too long after, you know, we just said moved here in 1986. And I started going to all the schools here. And that's where the Uncle Randy came from. They just called me Uncle Randy. And I'm a ventriloquist, so I can make you talk if you'd like today.
No, I was going to say, go ahead, but go ahead. Yeah. No, finish. Go ahead.
I have a talking bird named Dodo, and I would share different things. And then that turned into a vision, really a vision. Because, you know, children only remember 8% of what they hear, but 80% of what they hear and see, and 100% of what they experience. You just told me you came down as a family every year. It's almost like become a tradition, coming to the lights, the drive-through lights program, right, for kids. Many come every year for educational program. And then we opened our planetarium, and that just really opened eyes. Like, there's no other planetarium in the Caribbean. Here it is right here on this island. That's amazing. But we really gained a vision to have outdoor education where they could actually walk through trails and see the indigenous trees and the animals and the reptiles that live in there. And we brought some in from the outside as well, and we created this you know, this petting farm, I would call it, and the nature trail. And then we built a floating boardwalk in the back there. You could actually walk on the water a little bit and view it from the back. So I shared that. I was in my late 20s, and Sir Lyndon Pinling invited me in and said, what do you want to do? You know, and I shared from my heart that we learned so little just by listening, but when you actually interact. So our little one-liner is bringing the wonders of God's creation together with the curiosity of kids.
You've created a staple, which is something that a number of Bahamians have adopted as a part of what they have to go through in order to become man, right? Woman, adult. Mm. A number of families, the Adventure Learning Center has impacted. Right, you gave us a narrative on the advent of it. You mentioned you met with Sir Lyndon. That's how long you were here doing this, right? And I want to understand why. What was the objective of opening a theme park, if I may, right, mm-hmm. where you humans should experience?
Yeah. We had been exposed to it where we grew up, but it wasn't available here in Nassau, you know, in the Bahamas. We thought it's, the learning is so rich, so much more is remembered when you actually walk in and ride a horse and touch the tree and look at a wetland. I mean, we had the bird watching group out there Saturday. They found 29 species of different birds just behind, just on our wetlands in the back there. It's fun. But can you imagine there's that many different birds just within an hour or two in a small place on the island? Do the kids even know that? Do they know any of the names of the birds? You see, it just heightens their education, the value of their education, and they even test out better. You know, we take the curriculum, we work along with the Ministry of Education, say, oh, you're studying photosynthesis or you're studying whatever, and we incorporate that into the learning experience. So it's not just something we make up. We work very closely with education on all levels, on all grades, all the way up through high school.
How long has Adventure Learning Center been open to the public?
We opened in 1993.
Okay.
Yes, it was open to the public.
So that's 31 years. 31 years.
Correct.
You've been open to the public.
Yeah.
And I'm used to it being open. I'm used to the summer camps. I'm used to Bahamians attending, right? Especially during the Christmas, especially during the summer. And like you say, bird watching. And then just to see the stars, right?
Yeah.
But then something happened.
Yes, it did.
What happened? Because, like I said, I passed there and said, they look like they, like, because I sometimes you have to close for the summer, like off, mm-hmm. like a break of some sort. Mm-hmm. So I thought you was just on break, and because I live on the opposite side of town, I said, I'm not just catching your open period.
Mm-hmm.
But something happened.
Yes.
What exactly happened?
Let me just back up a little, finish a bit. We lived here for many years, and then my goal was to hand it over to local leadership, and I handed over, like, that was the plan, and that's what we did. And I literally jumped ship, and I became the director of the Logos Book Ship. So for the last 17 years, my wife and
I—the cruise.
We don't have a swimming pool, we don't have a spa on there. It's mm-hmm. a working, but I've been in many, many places of the world on the book ship, and it's coming back in a year, actually. But,
nice.
So I've been away off the island for 17 years, and now coming off the ship, coming back. My in-laws live, they're not doing so well in South Florida, so I start popping over here, and here's what happened, just to answer your question, like many things in the country got shut down during COVID.
Yes.
So because being an educational facility and what we do, it was just shut down. And what I think what the sad part of the story is that the camp, we have two properties. We have a 10-acre camp, Adventure Learning Camp. Mm-hmm. It's 100 beds, air-conditioned dorms, dining room. It's a very nice facility. We have groups in this weekend. Actually, next weekend they come pretty consistently. But then we have Adventure Learning Center. And what happened was it kind of fell apart. It never really reopened. It actually didn't reopen. So for the last several years, it's not been open. So I came back from the ship and I thought, you know what? This is a gem. You know, people consider this a jewel of the bond. We got to restart this. So over again as president, I'm founder, of course, but I took over as president and interim director. So I'm overseeing the restart and the relaunch. And we are literally weeks away from reopening the planetarium. We will be having our Christmas lights. We can talk about that a little bit later at the end of the year. And then we'll move forward into our outdoor education program for, you know, kids from K all the way through high school.
Let's remind the listening audience about what all that the Adventure Learner Center offers, right? You mentioned the planetarium. I was not aware of the camp.
Oh.
So I want to start off with that.
Oh, let's start with camp.
Because I'm always looking for a camp to send a child. So tell me about that and an availability. Because I understand Adventure Learner Center is a ministry.
Yes.
And is it attached to a church?
It is not. We're not attached to a church or a denomination. We are what we would consider kind of a parachurch, or we work along with the churches, but we're not a denomination, though. But I will say our curriculum is biblically based. You know what I mean? Like, creation is pretty biblical, wouldn't you say? God created the heavens and the earth. So what we do is we connect the wonders of creation. Like, they just go, wow. Why didn't God make raccoons with saliva glands?
Mm.
You know, they have to get their food and wash it in water. Before they, you know, have you ever wondered that? You know,
no, I never wondered until now.
Yeah.
I just thought it's like we're clean and like washing their food.
You know, that's just a very unique thing just about a raccoon. And they're here on the island, of course. But these that draw children who sometimes don't see it in scripture, but they go, wow, God is really amazing. Look at how he made the butterfly.
Mm.
Look at how he made all these trees so different. Look at the color of these flowers that come out of the dirty ground. It's just dirt.
And you have camp counselors who will help with that narrative?
We have trained facilitators. Yeah, so.
Okay, so just tell me all about the camp. I want to know what all you offer, because I wasn't aware of that. So that was a nugget that I'm sure that my listening audience would appreciate.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't know it exists, but it's the Old Joy Bible Mission. There's a gentleman by the name of Jack Adams that started it 52 years ago, and he ran it for 20 years. And then his wife passed away, and he was up in age, and he walked on. I was unloading donkeys from Managua for the center. He says, Randy, you interested in the camp? I said, yes, I'm interested. I said, how much are you asking? He says, how can I take money for what God has provided? Mm-hmm. It's yours. Here's the keys. He handed me the keys, and he left.
Just like
hopped
that.
On a plane, the next day, and off to Canada he went.
Mm.
So that was right around when we opened Adventure Learning Center as well. So on the property there today, there's six dorms that sleep 14 each. They're air conditioned. We have a large bathhouse, hot water, showers for both. We have a dining room that holds as many as people at camp there.
So civic organizations and churches can rent that space?
Yes, I have a team coming in tomorrow night. Yeah, a group of 40 coming tomorrow night. Next weekend, 70. We have some work teams coming in to help over at Adventure Learning Center.
Mm-hmm.
We have universities from the states that come over. We have groups from the group this weekend or next weekend is Family Island. They're coming in from one of the Family Islands.
Nice.
Yeah.
I did not know. Yeah. Go ahead, continue.
Yes, so that's all on a 10-acre property, just 500 feet down the road from Adventure Learning Center. And we have staff to that over that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
The group that's coming tomorrow night, bring in your own tents. Okay. Now, we have dorms, mm-hmm. but you can actually stay in a tent and they cook outside or they cook in the dining room, whatever they want to do. We host just all different types of groups there. So
okay.
I invite the Bahamian community to do that. It is wooded. It's serene. It's beautiful. It just, you feel like you're probably like on a family island on that property. So it's called Adventure Learning Camp, and it's pretty. We get it colored up, and it's ready for you.
I'm trying to remember my youth, right? Because I remember Joy Bible Camp because we had a big bus.
Yes.
And they used to put everyone inside the same age, or born the same time, inside the classroom. So I experienced that too when I was a young boy. You know, you're listening to Joy Bible Camp.
Yeah.
I did that. I just remember going someplace. Oh, where was this? South? No, where's this was off Soldier Road someplace.
Oh, well, Joy Bible's off Marshall Road. It's South Beach. That's where it is. Okay. That hasn't changed.
Good. I'm still wanting to know more details about the camp and what you offer. So still continue with that narrative because I understand the camp that you have there.
Yeah.
Remind us about the planetarium. What is that?
Okay, well, that's on the other property. So the camp has the dorms and the sleeping facility and the dining room and has a basketball court, volleyball court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just come and enjoy it. People have conferences there. They have family reunions. We've had even birthday parties there recently.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of more the overnight sleeping. But down the road, Adventure Learning Center, it is you drive into the gate and on the left is the It's the petting farm. That's for all the animals. At one time, we had up to 35 species of animals. You go inside that area, and we have a nature center as well. There's kind of the little smaller animals that are in, you know, maybe some fish kind of thing as well. You go a little bit further into the property. We have a super slide. We have a playground area. We have some corrals kind of areas where we keep, like, the horses and goats and sheep and that. We've had pot-bellied pigs. We have a large pavilion, holds several hundred people, actually, at one time. And that's when we do our family fun days and so forth. So we can keep two different schools at a time under that pavilion. We have a stage there. We do puppet shows. We also serve the food there. So when the students come on their field trip, it includes a meal. We go with our big buses, and we pick them up, bring them up for the day.
So you do have a school program where schools can come and participate in at the Adventure Learner Center.
Oh, we run 8,000 to 10,000 students a year.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a busy place. Yeah. Our buses are running every day that schools are open. Yes, it's very, very busy. Then, of course, in the back property that's very unique, actually, is a wetlands area. It's about 20 acres of land, and we have nature trails back there. We've had a Lekayan village, but we walk through the copas. We look at the indigenous trees. We teach that. We talk about, you know, God asks us to care for our environment. Mm-hmm. So we actually talk about, like, the five responsibilities. We have responsibility to ourselves.
How long does a tour like that, experience like that at the Adventure Learning Center? You come in, you want to do the wetlands, you want to do the planetarium, you want to see the petting zoo. Is that all separate, or you come in and say, okay, just a field trip and just how much hours it is, and this is a fee or whatever it is? How does that go about?
During the school year, the petting farm, the nature trail, all of that is all part of their one-day field trip. So they come for the whole day. It's not just for an hour or two, but they're in for the whole school day. Mm-hmm. Now, for the planetarium school, like 8th grade through 12th grade, that's a little higher level of education, mm-hmm. although we do take 6th graders in the planetarium as well. Kids love it too, like smaller kids, but that's more geared to the older high schools, and we might have two groups in a day. They'll come in for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, something like that, two different groups twice a day. So that's a little different level of education.
So you were temporarily closed, and of course, because of COVID, right?
Yes.
And we understand that.
Yes.
You're about to reopen, or you are open. What is it now? What status is it now?
No, we are still in the renovation, rebuilding stage. It is going to be, our planetarium, I was just in there yesterday, electronics. What happened, there was pretty severe vandalism during that time. So we lost a lot of supplies, all our tools, electronic equipment. So all had to be replaced. And
how long were you closed? For the full 2 years, a year and a half?
Yeah, it's actually going on 4 years.
Four years.
Yeah.
And in between that time, there was some vandalism.
Yes, there was.
Some little thefts there.
Yeah.
But you're now rebuilding, repurchasing, re-spending all these monies again.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so what is the estimate time for, do you think it will be open? For the public to come in and participate and take part?
Yeah, well, we know for sure. I mean, we'll probably have some invite only to our planetarium. Probably in November, something like that. But we are planning a really big come to the light. It's called the Christmas drive-through. It's going to be the first 3 weekends of December.
Okay. So December, we're definitely having the lights.
Definitely, it's happening. Yeah.
Definitely happening.
Yeah, and it'll be the Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights of the first 3 weekends. So it's like from the 6th to the 22nd of December, but mm-hmm. it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday night.
Yes. And give my listening audience a narrative of what exactly is it of this come to light about?
Well, it's
for those who haven't experienced, because like I said, once upon a time I go every year, and now that I know you're back, of course it'll be on my part of my Christmas experience.
Yes.
To do that drive through and see the whole theme of the nativity scenes and whatever it is, and the Christmas lights. I like lights. The wife liked lights, so I'll be definitely going to search for lights.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Look at
I
you.
I mean, this is kind of, I'm just showing you a drone picture of the last time we did it, but it's kind of a two-part. You have a very fun lights show type thing, and it's one of these jaw-dropping, you can't look enough.
And so lights everywhere.
Lights everywhere.
And it's a show. It's interactive.
Yeah, it's a drive-through. So it's a drive-through. So the first part will be lights. The second part is actually you're almost like in a movie. It's a theatrical play of the life of Jesus. And of course, being Christmas, it's kind of the nativity story of Jesus' life. But it'll even go beyond that. It won't be just his life. It'll be his birth and his childhood. And it goes right up to the death of Christ and resurrection. So it's kind of the story of Jesus, But it's live, so we have live people. We have the Roman soldiers, and they're going to get some gold, fake gold, when they come in and take Bethlehem. They're going to have to give their coin back. I don't want to give all the secrets away, but it's,
and Bohemians are employed at this the whole experience.
Oh, it's by and large volunteer.
It's volunteer.
We have a large volunteer. Yes, so that's what I want to invite. Like every Saturday, every Saturday for the last 5 months, we've been, people come out from 10 to 2 on a Saturday morning, and they help. They're cleaning, they're painting. Some of them are carpenters or electricians or might be plumbers. We have, it's open for all skill levels.
Yeah, but let's talk about the need of volunteer. Yeah. But can, what I call youth groups come and volunteer? Is there space for that? Or this is basically skilled, semi-skilled people who are volunteering?
Oh, no. Please come with your your youth groups. Yeah, we have, I don't know if you're at a BYU1, Bahamas Youth Network. Mm-hmm. That's a large group that comes very consistently every month, I think. So they'll bring in a group of 30, 50 sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's other groups that come. There are some church youth groups that come. They'll bring 6, 8, 10 at a time.
So key clubs and
key clubs, and
come in and assist. And environmental clubs.
Environmental clubs. We had the bird watchers out Saturday, you know. So it's wide open. But that's because we're actually on a limited budget. We're actually looking for some funding as well. We're a nonprofit organization. So you know, you got to know that. This is,
I understand.
We're a nonprofit organization.
About funding, but which day is they can come for the volunteer for the clubs?
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday. I could just show up, or I need to call out someplace?
No, you just show up. We give you a meal. Show up at 10.
Oh, you get a meal too?
Yes, you get a meal for that.
Yeah, and show up at what time?
That's a pretty good deal. 10 a.m. Till 2 p.m.
To 2 p.m. Okay, yes. And I get a meal with that. And all kind of volunteer clubs can come and assist.
Yes, of course.
And what type of assistance do you need in general? Because you mentioned carpentry and electricians. Do you need any more of that?
Well, yes, we need that. We have pressure spray. We need the pressure spray. We need to clean. We need to prime. We need to paint. We need to scrub. We need to burn debris. You know, it's quite a, it's a broad list of needs, actually.
We mentioned the need for funding. Gavin Strawn has donated some money to Adventure Learning Center recently. He's the president of the Stockholm Commercial Pests Services, right? Yeah. He has a connection with the organization in general, and he decided to come and donate some money.
Yes, yeah. Well, what he did was he did a gift in kind. The Struckham brothers, it was very interesting what they did. They came and they assessed our buildings, and they found out that they were termite infested. Two of them were. So they donated their business to us, and they tented our planetarium and our barn. That was amazing. And I have to just go back to the busing. I stood to the two brothers, and they were there almost a little glassy-eyed looking at our buses there. They're all painted up. And they said, you know, we love riding on those buses, but you only get to go on those buses when you're going to Adventure Learning Center for a school trip, you know? And it'd always be a big day. And they said, one of the best memories is riding on those buses, you know? And that's interesting. Everyone has a different memory. Sometimes, for others, it's riding on the train, or we have this gorilla that jumps out of the bush, you know what I mean? It's not a real gorilla, but it's in a gorilla
suit. I did the train thing, yes.
Did you get the gorilla coming out of the bush?
I'm trying to go back now to that memory, but yes, okay, go ahead.
Anyway, but you know, there's all different memories, but you know, it's so impactful for them that they said, we want to give back to what you've given to us. And there's been other companies, MasterTech and others, that have given back to us by giving their expertise or donating appliances or plumbing supplies, or some companies have given us, you know, they've come in to fix our air conditioners, you know, and we just buy the parts and they fix it. So there's a whole list like that I you know.
If listen, audience want to participate, especially in terms of giving money, because money is the answer to all things, right? And do you have your large expense to get the place open up on time?
Yeah.
Who do I call? Who do I reach out to say, hey, I remember Adventure Learning Center. I have memories there. I see how important it is. I want to donate. I want to give back.
Yeah.
Who do I contact?
Yeah. I mean, what we're seeing right now is two ways. Some people just write a check and send it to us. I'll just give it to you. We're at P.O. Box SB, that's South Beach, 50066. So SB 50066. you can just write a check and send it to Adventure Learning Center, and we'll receive that. The other way is people give, of course, off their cards, and we're associated with the Royal Bank of Canada, and there's, it's long numbers here. I don't know. I give you the numbers. I can give them to you. Oh, okay, all right, here we go. So if you want to just write this down right now, and you can just give a gift right now, here are the numbers for Royal Bank. It's 05-775-100-2583. Let me read that back to you. So it's Royal Bank 002583.
Okay.
Yes.
A number of businesses.
Can I interrupt? There's another thing. They can go to our website.
Go ahead.
At alcbahamas.net. So alcbahamas.net. And at the bottom of the page, there's a donate box. And you can hit the donate. And you can, if you have a U.S. credit card, mm-hmm. you can actually give through U.S. But on there, it's the same information I just gave. If you want to give with Bahamian funds to Royal Bank or to the through check. So all that is on our website, alcbahamas.net.
alcbahamas.net,
yes.
A number of businesses have partnered with you in terms of having drop boxes, right? Because for whatever reason, they may think it's easier just to drop off money. Where are your drop boxes?
If you know where Template is, right by... it's kind of opposite of
Jerome Avenue.
Jerome Avenue, there you
Jerome
go.
Jerome Avenue, Template, yes.
Yes, if you know Jerome, yes. Template is the first company that's actually put a drop box, and it's in a great location. And Kimmy Wallace here runs a business, does a great job. And her husband, Mark, have just been amazing. And so that's the only, like, instead of running all the way to South Beach, you could just stop in Template. Mm-hmm. There's a donation box, it's locked, and she will forward that to us. So... That's the only Dropbox I have right now.
No problem. I start off with that, and then
and
start
expanding. And if you've not been a Template, you got to stop in there. It's a beautiful gift shop. I mean, I'm telling you, if you got a birthday coming up or holidays, whatever, you'll be surprised.
You mentioned when you first started, it was you, your wife, and your daughter who spearheaded it and embrace it. Are they still intimately involved with this reopening, this relaunch?
Actually, when she was 2 weeks old when she arrived in the Bahamas here. So see, mm-hmm. they grew up as kids, growing up as children, going to school here and all mm-hmm. of that. But yeah, they immigrated back to the States, found their husbands at their universities, and they're mm-hmm. living there. But one of them is helping us significantly with kind of the marketing and media and so forth. So she keeps very high level, and they all have Bahamian friends. So mm-hmm. they text, and you know, they're half Bahamian. I mean, really,
it's very they're rooted and grounded here.
They're rooted and grounded here. I'm yes. telling you, yeah, yeah.
So let's talk about how to contact you in terms of social media. I know you mentioned the website just now.
Yes.
I know you give me a phone number, yes. right? But I need to make sure I reiterate all of this again. So those people who understand the importance of having the Adventure Learning Center to reopen, to be, to have Bahamians have access to it, to make sure that they have the information to contact you again. So I just want to reiterate that again. Do you have a social media platform as yet? And plus, again, repeat the number.
Yes and no. I'm sorry to say, right now at this moment, we do not have Facebook and we do not have Instagram. And we've just launched a new website. All of that was kind of lost in the somewhere in the cloud. So we're rebuilding it. But next Monday we will be launching that. So there will be an ALC Facebook page. Of course, it'll be connected to Instagram. Now the phone number. If you want to write this down, those of you who are listening, this goes to Eldora. Eldora will answer the phone. She's at 542-432-5811. Let me say that back again. Eldora will answer. She's at 242-432-5811. That is the number to call if you want to book more information about the volunteer program on Saturdays. If you want to book the camp, that's the number you call. And then again, we'll be rolling out very, very soon our social media platform as well.
Is the camp space, would have the beds in the kitchen, mm-hmm. Is that open now? Or is
yes.
So that's open now. People can come and book that. And
that never closed, actually. That never closed down. It was the educational side of it that did. So.
Okay. And, of course, the numbers that you give is the contacts to in case churches, youth groups want to book the camp and take advantage of that.
Yes.
And give me the location of that. Again, I just got one text who asked me exactly where is Adventure Learning Center, so we got to say where it is, how to find it again on Marshall Road. Because I thought everybody knew where it is.
But,
give me the space of the camp, describe where it is to get to it. Yeah. Give me the center and describe where that is and how to get into it.
Okay, they are both 500 feet apart. If you find one, you'll find the other. But to get to Adventure Learning Center, you just take Blue Hill Road and straight to South Beach. Go all the way. If you have hit the water, you've gone a block too far. So if you get to the water, if you get to the beach, turn around, come back, and it's a main road that heads west, and that's Marshall Road. So it's the last main road. You'll come up Cowpen Road, and the next main road going west is Marshall Road. And you go up there, less than a half mile on the left will be Adventure Learning Center. If you keep going straight, you're going to make a sharp corner. You'll run right into the camp. Mm-hmm. If you miss the road, you're going to end up in our front yard. So you camp in the big signs on both properties.
Good. And remind me again of how many rooms or how many people can be situated in the camp. Say I come to book the camp. How many people?
I mean, we have 100 beds. Mm-hmm. Those 100 beds are divided into 6 dorms. So each of those dorms can sleep 14 or 16 people in their bunk beds. And then so you would divide up those 6 dorms accordingly.
Okay.
And sometimes all girls come, all guys come. Sometimes it's usually mixed, actually.
Okay. And you mentioned that there's support staff. So when I book the camp, is the support staff there? Or I book the camp and then I own my own? How does that go?
No, there'll be a host there. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of decide. Generally, the groups cook for themselves. We have a big kitchen there. We have a freezer. They bring their own food in, cook for them. It can be catered. Mm-hmm. That can get a little expensive. But if you want to cook, you're welcome to
do
that.
I can cook. I just need to get a pot.
Most teams cook, right? And actually, right now, I don't have a full-time chef out there at all. So. Some will actually do their breakfast and lunch, and they'll cater something in for the meal in the evening. Yes.
When I hear about a Randy Gibby, I hope I pronounced that right.
Greeby.
Right.
Yeah.
I think of the Rand Fully Home. Oh. You have a history of being active.
Yes.
In the Bahamas.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And I want to remind the Bahamian people about you living here, mm-hmm. who you are, in case people say, I know the name, but where do I know Greeby from, right? Mm-hmm. Greeby used to be the director of the Rand Fully Home, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about your time there, because I know you had like one or two things that you were doing whilst you were here before you went on that, the book ship, what is it called, the book boat?
Well, it's OM Ships is what it is. It's the Logos Hope is the name of it, the Logos. Yeah, it depends on the country. Some call us the Logos Book Ship. Some they call it Book Ship. But yes, yeah. But that is also Christian ministry. It's the largest floating book fair in the world. Mm-hmm. And we move to different countries right now. It just got into Tema, Ghana, yesterday. And so it's one of our ships is in West Africa. The other is over in Asia. But that's a whole nother hour. But yes, we really integrated into youth and children's work. I have a real passion for children, especially the vulnerable. And I was invited to do the last class at the Boys Industrial School. Every Friday, I'd go over there and do the last class with the boys, And I learned so much from them. And then one night, actually, the Rand Fully is years ago, 1996, the Rand Fully had a fire. And they had to pull the kids out. There was no loss of life, no injury. But they called me in the kind of middle of the night and said, we need help. And can we use your camp? I'm like, absolutely. So we moved the kids down to the camp. And they lived at our camp there for several months while they renovated and so forth. And then after that, they said, would you come and direct the home? And I'm like, wow, I'm already doing 5 things, but I'm running the camp, I'm running the center, I'm a pretty busy guy, but you know what? That would be an honor and a challenge. So I did. So I showed up there every day. And so I have a lot of kids and a lot of grandkids, you know, like if you think of it, you know, they all get married and not all get married, but they have kids and whatever. So that was an amazing experience as well, working there on that.
Great. Today we're talking to Randy Grabe, Uncle Randy, actually, from the Adventure Learning Center. We're going to take a quick break right now as we continue to talk about the relaunch, the reopening of the Adventure Learning Center. All of the great works Mr. Grabe has been doing within the Bahamas whilst he was here. He has returned to the Bahamas after being on that Logos book ship for a while, right? How long have you been there? 17 years, you said?
17 years.
17 years on the ship. Yeah. Wow, right? Continuing his ministry. And now he's restarting his ministry here in the Bahamas. But he needs one or two help, another one or two assistants, right, as he take on this great adventure again. And we're excited to assist with this. But this is Guardian Radio AM. We'll be right back.
Right here in sunny Bahamas at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, you will want to tune in every Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. starting September 15th. I, Garth Minard Roseborough, will bring you a program where your opinions meet the facts, where fiction meets reality. I welcome you. September 15th, Guardian Radio for Remark, 96.9 FM, Bahamas.
So much things to say right now. They got so much things to say.
I'm Leonard
Sands. And I'm Debbie Deal.
And you know us from the Contractors Association. We're excited to talk about our new show coming to Guardian Radio called Nailed It.
We are going to be on Thursday nights between 6:30 and 7:30.
So we're very happy to invite everyone to listen into our shows as we talk about construction, design-related things. Also,
if you are a subcontractor, if you're planning on building a home or renovating, you need to be a part of this show and tune in.
Nailed It, premiering Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chick Charney Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chick Charney Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chickcharneychurn.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let's bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning again. It's still morning, it's afternoon yet. Still morning. And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri. And before we start, I just want to remind you, if you have a Japanese import vehicle and you no longer are able to listen to Guardian News Radio, which will drive you crazy, you need to go to the HitSpot. You need to go to HitSpot because this September, they're offering a $79.99, $80 special, that's VAT included, to install a band extender in your car. So this band extender equipment is going to be $79.99, and that includes the installation, and this is for the entire month of September, right? And if you mention this ad, you'd get to take advantage of that special Price. Also in September, it's going to be a September to Remember on Guardian Radio in part one of our fall premiere week. All September we have in premiere weeks, right? But this first part is starting on Thursday night. Actually, they started to rewrite this. This is a new one.
Yes, this is a new show. Yeah. New things.
I'm used to reading the old ones. I'm going down the notes saying, okay, where the Tuesday one going? We're going straight to Thursday. So tonight, September 12th at 6:30 p.m., join Debbie Deal and Leonard Sands with the Bohemian Contractors Association. This is tonight, and it's going to be called Nailed It. That's the name of the show, is Nailed It. It's going to be every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. It's going to be issues dealing with the contractors, construction, and the build community. For contractors, it's for consumers. It's for everyone, right? It's called Nailed It, beginning tonight on Guardian Radio, tonight at 6:30. Then, let's see. Sunday. Sunday is the remark. Let me see what this is. Tune in at 5 p.m. for the premiere of Garth Roseboro and Remark. Garth will be examining issues affecting the countries today, and often from a religious perspective. Sunday, religious perspective. That makes sense. Every Sunday at 5 p.m. That's Garth Roseboro with Remark. You won't want to miss it. Part of our new Sunday lineup, p.m. and with Remark at 5 p.m. So to know that you tune in at 4 p.m., you start our Guardian lineup, and then Remarks are premiering again at 5 p.m. this Sunday. That's two shows for this premiere week. One is on Thursday tonight, and the next one is on Sunday at 5 p.m. Garth Roseboro. I'm kind of excited about that. I mean, all day talk show, Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's continue our conversation.
Right into 60 minutes and football, depending on what your sport.
What time football starts?
Early? Yeah.
No, you got to tune into Garth Roseboro first. Then you go to
football. No, you tune into football first. Then you pause, put it on a break. You watch. Then you listen to Remark or watch it on the Guardian Radio app. And then you go back to football.
Oh, then you go back to football. Mm-hmm. Good. But we're talking to Randy Gribby, who is Uncle Randy. Everyone who's familiar with him is Uncle Randy. I want to talk about the pet farm. But whatever happened to your bird that you talk? And that, let me, whilst you're here, I mean, since I haven't seen you do the ventriloquist thing, but can you do that thing with your mouth? Like, just make it sound like a hair or something?
I've not ever been asked to do that in a radio studio because
I can imagine.
I should have my bird with me.
You can pretend with your hand.
Because he does it all the time. He gets me to speak without me moving my
lips.
Yeah. And just blame him for everything. So to do the hand thing.
Well, he kind of sounds like, hello. Hello. You know, that's his hello and that's his laugh.
I love it. Once upon a time, you had all kind of animals. Yeah. All kind of... Oh, your phone ring in there. Producer, bring that phone forward for me.
That's you know who that is, right?
Who is that? That's the parrot calling? That's who coming right now, right? Let's pass the caller through before I ask Uncle Randy this question. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Aaron. I mean, Miss Green, and good morning, CA.
Morning.
I'm familiar with Uncle Randy, but I can call him Uncle Randy. These the people who this do where in the Christmas is the angel with Jesus and all of that stuff.
The Christmas lights?
Yes, that's who we are.
Who was doing that for many years, right?
Yes, correct. And I've got some great news for you.
And good morning again, Uncle Randy. Randy, right?
Yes, correct.
Uncle Randy, so you're saying you're trying to get some help, some funds or some help?
Yes, I need hands and dollars.
Okay, listen, Uncle Randy, I don't know. At first, I was thinking, like, maybe they could do it in a day, but I think, although I'm blind and can't see, right, my children is visit there for me, go over there with their parents, with their mom in the car, and ride through and stuff like that. And I never did find out, like, if you ask for a little donation to drop in the pond before they ride through the scenery. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, I'm not sure if they say they get candies or they got something from there. But I wanted to suggest to you, different from us citizens in this country, who even mightn't have the chance to go benefit, to go visit it, right? And understand that it's a good idea to contribute and assist. I don't know if you have a account number for us to do that too, but what I wanted to suggest to you, Uncle Randy, the Ministry of Education, I think we have an understanding Minister of Education. Most of them are, but, you know, this one is very special. I was wondering if you go and sit down and talk with her, and if it's some, like, vultures you could give to, you could offer from your ministry to the Ministry of Education, True Heart, a minister, to donate them or give them to the different schools so the children could take it home to their parents. And during the Christmas holidays, like how we come out there for free, maybe we could come, we could have our coupons, like it's an invitation, and maybe we can maybe drop something in a pond somewhere or give something so next year it could help out to make it even better. And maybe it'll even help you maybe to give more, to give out a little something like candies or something when you visit in. But I think that's a good thing what you do. Although I can't see my children, it's been when I show up plenty other people them, and I would encourage you to keep doing it. And if we, the human citizen people, don't contribute and come out and support you, I hope God give you the strength to don't give up and continue doing it. Okay, Uncle Randy?
Wow. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
So Papa was saying that if the ministry and the Adventure Learning Center and CAM could partner to perhaps provide top-performing students and classes with vouchers that parents would have to bring them to, and then there is a small donation process available so that parents and students can ensure that next year's generation of students can also have the same opportunity to win a voucher to come out.
Yeah, I love the vision. I love that. Thank you very much. I just want to say, like, we work very closely with the Ministry of Education. I mean, we have their curriculum. We build our curriculum off their curriculum. So there's been a long, Dame Ivy Dumont, I go way back with her, kind of way back in the beginning when she was involved there. And that was my first connect there. And we've been best friends ever since. But, yeah, that's very, very important, yes.
Now, I saw that there's a price for individuals, there's a price for cars, and there's a price for jitneys and vans.
Yeah.
Right?
It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. It really is seen as a donation, but you can bring a car full through for, what did I have it written on there? I think it's $20.
$25, I think $45 for jitneys and vans.
Yes.
But a jitney could hold 28 people in it.
28, yeah.
No,
yeah.
But an individual, like, what if I do a ride with these people? I come in from way out east.
Yeah.
How do I go through the light parade if I'm not in a vehicle?
I think it's $10. I think you come by yourself. I think it's just for individual.
Do I walk through?
No,
do you have a horse and carriage?
No, it's just a drive-through. It's just it's in the evening, of course.
Right. So I have to bring my own car.
You stay in your car, yes, yeah. But for you, I'll go get my car. I'll drive you through. It's you, me, and then you get a like personal tour. How's that?
I love the idea, but I think you think I know you all have fruit trees there.
It is nice, actually. You never experienced it?
No, I've never experienced it.
It is nice.
So let's talk. So next year we're expanding it to a Halloween drive-through as well, right? Where we put up Halloween decorations. Oh. And then Yuri and I will sit in the bush and throw candies at people?
That's an idea, but they do have a gorilla that tends to jump out.
Yes.
Just saying. I'm going flashbacking.
Yeah. That's not caged.
Yeah.
Just saying. You never know.
Okay, like... Because I remember when they sent a video up from Managua to say they had a big cat on. What type of gorilla do you have?
You got to come see for yourself.
There you go. Aaron mentioned Inagua. Yes. There used to be an Inagua donkey there.
Yes.
What happened to the animals? I know you were enclosed. Was there somebody who was feeding the animals whilst you were in that closed period?
Actually, we acquired our donkeys from Inagua when we opened Adventure Learning Center. And, we have full-time professional animal care people. That's what they do. And, of course, we have veterinarians on the island if they're not feeling so good. It's kind of sad. We just lost our last donkey was over 30 years old, and you know, they do die. But it was we had the vet out a few times trying to keep her alive a little bit longer. But Rue, her name was Rue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was she's had her last breath. I don't know, a month or two ago. So
Adventure Learning Center might have been the largest petting zoo on New Providence for sure, because like I say, it covers acres, right? Where you could walk through.
Yeah.
You could go there, and if you do walk, it'll take almost all day. That's how big the property is, right? Interactive with animals. I'm not sure. Like I said, you didn't go there, but it's a planetarium. I'm not sure. You fortunately know what that is. You look at the stars. It's like a big thing.
I've been to Hollywood. I know the planet. I mean, I know looking at
we
the stars
have our
is.
Own
that's,
here.
That's what you mean?
Yeah. Not looking at those movie stars. I talk about stars in the sky.
Oh, a real, like the lights go off and...
Yeah, it's a dome-shaped room. And
yes, in the Bahamas.
We project the sky onto the dome. And can I just say something real quick about the Planetarium?
Yeah, you guys are going to love it.
It was always 2D, and then we went to 3D, but we are in the middle of 4D. It's a 4D experience.
Space, where
it's
we not, go into space, Muri.
Yes, that's right.
You know what happened when you have behaviors in space? KB wrote a song about it.
Yeah, he say first of all, they be reversing back, clothesline, and small roach.
Yes, and, and a small roach.
I mean, bamboo shack, food.
Paper bag.
Yes.
Good, I understand.
These are Bahamian things.
But before we go, Uncle Randy, I need you to remind us about what is it that you need from the Bahamian people and from businesses and also how to contact you. Remind us again.
Okay, very good. Let me just back up real quick. I have to tell you, I had this, you know how your heart thumps a little bit when you walk through the, for me today, it's like, I know, like, your company is like 180 years old. Like, this is one of the, like, the longest newspapers, not just in the Caribbean, but the whole world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That is like, so I just want to congratulate you for this longstanding, I know you're just a part of, you know, decades and decades.
Lucky enough to be a part of the culture and history, yeah.
The culture and the history. I mean, we're talking your great-great-great-grandfather, people, who, like, started this. So, anyway, for me, it's very special, and I want to thank you for inviting me here today. What can the Bahamian people do, you know, show up on Saturday. If you want to come and help, we have plenty of work to do. Mm-hmm. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Marshall Road, South Beach. Number two, we have some specific needs in the areas of plumbing, electrical, carpentry, like skilled people to fix up some of the animal cages before we put animals back in them. We have electrical issues that have to be repaired. We have our public bathhouse needs some plumbing fixtures. We have our buses are just too old to put back on the road, so we got to replace them. So we have our hands full. We have some electronics, the Ethereum there. Mm-hmm. We have to clean up our trails in the back a little more. We had a little oops back there on the property. We're working on that.
Even if the buses are too old to be put on the road, could we work with a private welding team and a BTVI class to turn those buses into elements of the Adventure Learning Camp and Center?
I'm so glad you mentioned that. Carl Nottage at CV Bethel has his work in his classroom there.
Yeah.
He has, some of you rode the train. You mentioned you take this train ride through there. Well, that train needs, well, they've taken that on as a project, the school. So he's training them, fixing it, bringing it back to us, you know.
Awesome.
So some of that really, really appreciate. But then we just need funds. I mean, it's one thing to bring volunteers in on Saturday to do work, but who pays for the paint and who pays for the lumber and who pays for the, you know what
and
I mean?
Who pays for the free meal that the camp is providing for all volunteers on Saturdays?
That's the first thing I learned. I went to business school, and the first thing they said, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Mm-hmm. Somebody's paying for the lunch, right? So, yes, we just need some donations. We had some bills that were in arrear, water, electricity, you know, the telephones.
Mosquito security services.
Security service, all of that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a whole deal. It's a whole thing, yeah. So,
contact information again?
Yes, you can call 242-432-5811. That is the phone number. Eldora is going to answer that. You can send a check to our P.O. Box at SB 50066. Just send the check there. Or you can go to Royal Bank and say, I want to give some money to Adventure Learning Center.
And the website?
And the website is alcbahamas.net.
Good. This has been Guardian Radio on AM. Of course, we had Uncle Randy with us. Have a beautiful day.